Hey, it's Saturday, May 27th, Woo! Memorial Day weekend. The automotive industry is in full effect. Today, we have some special guests on the show talking about some cozy coupes.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be.
Yo, kicking off a Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. I talked to a couple of dealers yesterday. They were like, we got 58 appointments. The other one's like, we got 75. Everyone's like pumped about their appointments on a Saturday.
I know. You know? I know. Also good to have our head writer here with us today, Chris Reeves. Chris, welcome back.
What's up? Hey, thanks. How are you?
So tell me, when was the last Memorial Day you worked?
I don't keep up with when holidays are. I work and then come down.
Sounds about right. Good. All right, let's get into it because we like to talk a little bit about, you know, you're perusing the interwebs every week and finding really cool stories. And you found a really fun story this last week that we got to write up in the Daily Email that we just wanted to chat about. We'll introduce the friends that we have alongside of us too in just a second. But tell us a little bit about how you came upon that, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, as a whole team, we are always trying to find these sorts of stories. And Nathan Southwick, he's the one who actually found this story and dropped it in like our communication tool. So once I saw it, I was all like, well, this has all of my favorite things. Art, obviously. It's taking care of children, but in a way that is, And obviously feeding kids, clothing kids is very important, but it looks into like the whole child, like the idea that it's like, yeah, you get toys here too. You get this sense of belonging and your life doesn't have to be disrupted entirely. I love that spirit of that. And then finally, it's weird. It's just really weird to look at these cozy coupes that have all been like redesigned into these different ideas.
Well, talk about what they are because I assume no one knows anything about it.
That's true. So I'm going to miss and explain it and then they'll explain it properly, but it's like an auction happening to support something called the Foster Closet in their community. They've all taken time to redesign cozy coupes, which are the little red, yellow roof push behind cars that toddlers play with. And some of them look like characters from movies. And one of them is like towing another cozy coupe in a little trailer they built, and they've all been redesigned and they're all bonkers to look at, but they're all like excellently done. It's not just some spray paint on some plastic. Like they all look so legit. I love it.
Kyle, did you have one of those? Like the little red with the yellow.
I was a deprived child. Like, although I've heard that they're the worst to steer ever.
They don't. You can't steer it. No. Basically, the back wheels are locked like in one direction, and the front wheels are just full swivel.
Right.
So like if you were like there really is probably an episode of Jackass where they got one of them and just went down a really steep hill because you're definitely not going to make it.
And like by about 2 feet down, they were just flipping over. Right.
Yeah. I actually have one of these. Like we have a 3-year-old. So like I'm back in that game now. Like there's one in nice. And they've made some nice improvements. It has like these sticker eyes, but nothing like we're going to see now. Let's bring the guests on.
Let's do it.
So we have our good return visitor, good friend Matt Lasher, marketing director of the West Her Group in Buffalo, New York. Matt, welcome back.
Hey guys, good to be here. Thank you.
And Matt, in typical form, we were like, hey, do you want to come on and talk about this? And you were like, yeah, but how about we bring some of the people on that were actually like hands in the dirt on this. So you brought a couple of your team members along. Why don't you introduce them for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, like West Her is a big Titanic here now. And so all the fun things that go on at West Her and the community, all the cool things that are involved, there's usually a lot of people involved and we don't always do a good job of, you know, sharing that story. So I thought that, you know, Elizabeth was here with me on a Friday afternoon in our executive office. So Elizabeth Hall, she's our project manager, if you will, at the executive office. She does a lot of various and challenging things, dealing with vice presidents and CEOs and all the stressful
and stuff. You.
But she definitely spearheaded the thing. So I felt like she'd be in the best position to talk about this. And we also got Brad Gelber, who's our social media manager and operations manager of the marketing team at West Her, dialed in on social and communicating the story and documenting the thing along the way. So I thought they'd be in a better position to share the story. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say.
Nice. So Elizabeth, well, welcome, first of all. I don't know if you're like a podcast natural or if this is a first time, but welcome to the
podcast. I'm a newbie.
Nice. Awesome.
She's been on TV before.
And,
I understand that game. Well, we'll see if I can put something together.
Tell us a little bit about the organization, how you guys got connected to it, and just what it takes to connect to a story like this within the community.
Yeah, so we actually are involved in a ton of local organizations, and pretty much any charity that comes to us that we have any sort of interest in, we are full force behind. And the reason we got involved with the Western New York Foster Closet, actually one of our sales managers, Dan Flick, his wife runs this foster closet. Okay. So he brought this to us, and, you know, cozy coops and cars, like, hand in hand, right? Who's going to be better at modifying one of these than, you know, a bunch of car dealers, right?
So I think there's two important points here. Number one, what's the Western New York Foster Closet? Like, what do they do? Why does it matter? Why is it such a cool organization? Mm-hmm. And then number two, we got to talk to these guys about the scale of Cozy Coops, because you might be thinking like one or two of these Fisher Price sort of plastic cars. We did a little bigger than that. So
it was a little bit bigger than that. So the Foster Closet, what they do, they actually have a site at the Eastern Hills Mall where they have a ton of items. And when you foster a child, you're just kind of on the spot. Like, you can get twins, babies at midnight, and you've got absolutely nothing for them. So you're able to go to this closet and you can get items for the foster children so that they have clothes, they have diapers, they have things that they need around the house. So it's absolutely incredible that you can go in and you're helping someone, but you're getting help back. So
it's, that's an amazing, I can tell you firsthand. My wife and I were foster parents for a few years. And that is one of the biggest challenges. No matter how well you think you're set up, you always get a call for the thing you don't have, right? Yep. And that's amazing. I'm going to reach out to you about that, because real problem. So that's great. It brings back all the memories all of a sudden.
Tell us about the coops.
So now the coops, we have 38 rooftops.
39, depending on how you count. 39, 40.
It's 39, but if you just guess.
We supplied each and every one of our locations with a cozy coop if they wanted to, and every one of our stores wanted to participate. There were some stores that requested two. So, like, we had the one, we had the little toe behind, and then they wanted to do like designs with each other. And it's just a really great competition. Everybody gets so involved in it, and they come up with the most unique ideas I've ever seen for these cozy coops. You know, our Ford store, they took a Ford Fiesta and made a pinata out of one. Like, come on, how cool is that? You know?
That's well, great. Even our accounting team got into it. There was, as you'd expect, you know, there's a lot of like Bill's Mafia themed stuff with our guy Josh Allen, and behind us some Zuba's prints and things like that. Chicken wings made an appearance, I think.
We also had popcorn for the Aurora movie theater. So
wow,
that's definitely super. Some unique things. And then, you know, everybody's got the idea to light them up, or, you know, have different modifications on them. We're not talking duct tape and paint, you know, we're getting in it.
Yeah, that's great.
So, Brad, what were some of your favorites? What did you have?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for social, like, that was probably one of the hardest parts, was figuring out like how to fairly give these things the amount of attention they deserve. Because when there's 39 of them, like, you're predisposing people to like your order of preference on like Facebook or whatever order I put these in. But I had to go with the Monsters, Inc. theme. There was a Sully and Mike version that are like fantastic. Oh, so good. If you go on our social, you can check them out. But they're awesome. I mean, there's a Jurassic Park one. There was a Back to the Future one. There, like, no matter what you like, people found something. And from my vantage point, like, this is like gold, obviously, from like social. Like, this is what people want to engage with. And we do pretty well on social overall. Like, our channels are pretty big. But like something like this, the amount of shares and comments it gets, like, everyone's tagging someone that they know, you know, and that's so good for an organization like this, just to bring awareness to it. Even if they're not necessarily going to go bid on one of these, it's like, now they're inspired to try to go make one at home and all that. So, yeah, I mean, Elizabeth did me a huge favor. She reached out a few months ago and we were talking about it, and we had our resident photographer go out to all 40 almost stores and take cool shots of these things. So, yeah, it was a total team effort, but just a lot of fun on the social side to be able to like share these sort of things. So,
you know, Brad and I, we talk a lot about the power of reciprocity. So from like a nugget of practical wisdom here to take into dealership operations or social media land, you know, this nugget, this idea that we can help magnify what is the Western New York Foster Closet and what it does, how it impacts the community. We're engaging our people from a community volunteerism sort of aspect, and you know, it's a creative, fun thing. And then the idea that people online can just comment and like, and what that's creating some positive growth for the nonprofit as well. So reciprocity is like one of the most powerful forms of word of mouth marketing that there is.
So good.
Hey, Chris, when you came across this article, like what is your takeaway? Like having now obviously have some of the execution team know a little bit more of the story, but what about this article made you want to, I mean, you said in the beginning, right? It's got kids, it's a little weird, it's a lot of fun, but really in essence, like why do you think that this hit, right? Like, why do you think it hit for you? Why do you think it hit for everybody else? Cause you see a lot of this stuff all the time. And sometimes it involves people giving a big check, right? Like how does that measure up in your head?
Two main things. Like whenever I'm looking for the quality that I'm hoping to deliver to readers, like it's going to be the way it lands on me. So when I am trying to summarize a story and I stir myself emotionally, just retelling reality, not painting it up, not making it more beautiful intentionally. But when I have an emotional reaction to the fact that these children who hours ago walked out of their life, walked out of what they've known their entire life and are now being welcomed by people with smiles and toys and gifts and love and belonging, like messes me up, man. And I want to mess up other people the same way. So I love that story, but also like, I feel like it's a perfect combination of this story that I see repeated where dealers are doing wonderful things for people who can't buy cars. So these children can't, someday. Yeah. You know, but they're not saying, hey, come in for a free cup of coffee, look at our cars while you're here. No, they're genuinely paying forward their success. They're giving their success to the community in a way that is tangible and beautiful and creative. And it's just, it's what I want our newsletter to be about. So I'm really grateful it exists.
Well, Chris, we appreciate you picking up the story. I mean, obviously Western Cares is an initiative that we've had for a long time, and it has nothing to do with selling cars. It has everything to do with supporting the community that supported us for 75 years. Mm. So there's not even like standardized pillars of like how we deploy resources to Western Cares. It's really just about the types of stories that move you, the types of organizations that are doing meaningful work. I mean, there's so many important, powerful people that could just use a little bit of a boost, you know what I mean? And like, and there's countless stories in Western New York of people doing remarkable things. So we just view that as a responsibility and, you know, an obligation, as it were, to help with that.
Well, we want to thank
in your Saturday.
He was saying it. Music's playing. Oh. Matt, Elizabeth, Brad, Chris, as always, thanks for joining us today. This is one of those things. You inspire people with the things you do, and they tend to go do those things too.